All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. You know, whereas the American League East has the age-old rivals that are the Boston Red Sox and the New York Yankees, the National League West has their version of the Hatfields and the McCoys, and I'm talking about the Los Angeles Dodgers and the San Francisco Giants. And once again, these are the two top teams in the National League. The Giants come into play today with a half-game lead over the Dodgers for first place in the NL West. The Giants have a record of 30-20, while the Dodgers come in with a record of 28-19. And like I said, these are two longtime rivals. You have to go back to their days in New York City when the Dodgers played in Brooklyn, and of course the Giants in Manhattan at the Polo Grounds. And there were some epic battles between those two. You look at some of the great Hall of Famers that have played for both of these historic organizations. You look at the Dodgers and some of the names. First of all, the manager, Tommy Lasorda. You look at one of the greatest infields in the 1970s with Bill Russell, Davey Lopes, Ron Say, and Steve Garvey. You go back even further with Don Drysdale, Sandy Koufax, Jackie Robinson, and Roy Campanella, just to name a few. And the Giants have their own great lineage as well. It reads of names such as Willie McCovey, Willie Mays, Orlando Cepeda, and Juan Marichal, just to name a few. Now, there's always been an intense rivalry between both of these teams on both coasts. You look at it now, the Giants have won 3 out of the last 5 World Series championships. And aside from their rivalry with the Dodgers, they've been the team to beat in all of Major League Baseball right now. The Dodgers are trying to catch them. The past few years have seen the Dodgers try to spend money in order to become a more reputable team in Major League Baseball. They've gotten to the postseason, but they still have been unable to reach the World Series for the first time since 1988. You look at both managers, and both of them are very laid back and relaxed. You have Bruce Bochy with the Giants and, of course, Don Mattingly with the Dodgers. But it comes down to pitching for both of these clubs. And right now, the Giants are getting very quality pitching led by Madison Bumgarner. You have Chris Heston, Tim Hudson, and Tim Lincecum in their rotation. The Dodgers, of course, are paced by Zach Greinke and Clayton Kershaw. And Clayton Kershaw has always been a slow starter, but he is right now beginning to pick up the pace. The one thing that will hurt the Dodgers' rotation for right now is the fact that they are down a starter, okay? And they are dealing with some injuries in that rotation right now. They're trying to get things righted, and they're trying to get back on the right ship. And I think it's something where I could see the Dodgers front office going after a starter at some point this season, a la Cole Hamels from the Philadelphia Phillies, because they miss a guy in their rotation like Hyunjin Ryu, who was brought in a few years ago to be another starter to add depth to that team, and he's out right now for the season after having shoulder surgery. So the Dodgers starting rotation definitely needs a boost, but this Giants lineup has taken it to another level ever since the return of Hunter Pence. He began the season on the disabled list. He's back right now, and he has been a big spark for San Francisco on that lineup, along with the other P's, and I'm talking about Buster Posey, Angel Pagan, and Joe Panic as a team with Nori Aoki and Brandon Crawford, who just seems to keep going out there and getting it done. Of course, the Dodgers lineup has been paced by Adrian Gonzalez, Howie Kendrick, and their rookie Jock Peterson, just to name a few, and they are hopeful to get their all-star outfielder, Yasiel Puig, back from injury soon. Right now, these two teams are simply the class of the National League West. You have a Colorado Rockies team that is really not going anyplace right now. The Arizona Diamondbacks are rebuilding, while the San Diego Padres, for my money, will continue to be a 500 ball club for the majority of the season. So right now, it is going to come down to the Giants and Dodgers. Yes, it is the end of May, but I see both of these teams slugging it out. I would not be surprised if both of these teams make the postseason. And wouldn't it be great for baseball, especially baseball on the West Coast, that when October rolls around, the Giants and Dodgers find a way to meet each other in the postseason? The ratings for that series would simply go through the roof. Folks, as always, I want to take the time out to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, you can continue to check me out on Twitter at 300 Pounds of Sports. And if you're on Facebook, you can check out the page and like it at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. Once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.